Hello and welcome back to the Premier Business Academy. Thanks for joining. Please check out all of our free resources at premierbusinessacademy.co.nz to help you grow and transform your business to give you financial freedom and time freedom and get more time to do the things that you love doing. So this one is really about the salesman who gave up. So it's a story I want to share that happened to me recently, and it's a great lesson for anyone that's in sales or anyone that's in business, really, or anyone that wants to become successful. And it's a lesson in follow-up and lesson in what not to do. So anyway, I had this guy along, and I had I've got a project at home that we were doing to put some canopies over our patio, and we got various quotes in from various people, and I was quite impressed with the level of service that I received up front. I think we had a total of three, or might have been even four, that visited us. One guy never came back with a quote, so that was disappointing. So that's horrendous, obviously. A great lesson there. If you don't send a quote, you're never going to get the business. Seems pretty obvious, right? But still people out there doing that. The other guys came through with quotes around 20 grand, 18 grand, 22 grand, those sorts of marks. So it was a reasonable size job. And anyway, so two of the people never followed up. Not once, not by email, not by phone, not by text, not by nothing. Big fat zero, no follow-up at all. So, of course, I've got a busy life. We've got 75 staff. We are busy, busy, busy. We run, I'm involved in two businesses, Premier Group NZ and then Premier Business Academy. So life's busy, and there's family life as well and all of those things. And so, you know, I don't have time to chase up people and say, hey, I want to spend 20 grand with you. That's just how I operate, and that's how most people I know operate as well. Unless, of course, you are, you have a burning desire to get this project over the line, then sometimes you do things like that. You'll pick up the phone and say, hey, yep, I like your quote. Let's go ahead. Let's make it happen. So that can happen. But anyway, mostly it's all about follow-up. And so one guy did a good job of follow-up on email, not phone, not text, not WhatsApp. He may have tried me on the phone, but never left a message, never left a voicemail. And he would have heard on my voicemail, it says, please send me a voice note on WhatsApp if you can't get through to me. So it's very clear what to do, but I never heard from this guy that way. Anyway, I get over 100 emails a day. So I saw his emails pop in, hey, just following up on the canopy proposal. And of course, I've got more pressing needs and more pressing things that need to be done in my day. So I just deleted it. Didn't have time to go back and forth with questions and back and forth on email, that's for sure. As we all know, the spoken word is 8 times faster than the written word. And you can sort things out much faster on the phone than you can by going back and forth on an email. So anyway, this guy, you know, he asked some good questions when he turned up. So he was quite impressive. He showed me some good samples. And he was really friendly, built great rapport, and he was dressed nicely, and his vehicle was well presented. And so he ticked a lot of boxes, but he let himself down real bad on the follow-up. And then I get this email from him last week saying, hi Bernard, as I've not heard back from you, I will close your account for now. If you want to look at the canopy options again in the future, please let me know. All the best. Regards. So that was pretty sad because he's presuming that I'm reading his emails. You know, for all he knows, they could be under clutter or junk mail, or I could not even be checking my emails. I might be overseas, or I could be anywhere. And he's been obviously getting no response to his emails. And so now he's giving up on me. He sends me an email saying, hey, basically, I'm giving up on you. Thanks for your time, but all the best, you know. So see you later. So he's saying, I've not heard back from you. I'll close your account for now. So really, it's kind of a good lesson for anyone in sales. This is, or anyone in business, or anyone who wants to be successful. Follow-up is the secret. Follow-up is critical. Follow-up is the king, really, of sales and business and success. Because all he needed to do was pick up the phone, ring me, leave a voicemail, or send me a voice note on WhatsApp. And if he kept ringing me, eventually I'll answer his call. And, you know, when it suits. I'm the customer, I'm in the driver's seat, and you might say, oh, that sounds pretty arrogant, but that's actually the truth of it. That's how, that's what it takes out there. Everyone's busy, everyone's got other priorities, everyone's going, flat out to either grow their businesses or hold their keep a good job, have a good job. They got family life, they got all sorts of things to worry about. So he could have done, all he needed to do was phone me. And so the lesson from this is never ever give up on a customer. Pick up the phone, don't rely on email for follow-ups. That's just really criminal in the world of sales. Do not rely on email for follow-up. Don't rely on text messages either. I'm not saying don't use those things. They're great tools. They have their place. But the most powerful one is the phone. Pick up the phone and ring and ring and ring. Keep trying and keep bugging that customer until you get through. You're still going to figure out their concerns. On the phone, you'll figure out their concerns and objections much quicker. You can answer their questions much quicker. You can hear the tone in their voice. You know what they're thinking. You're much more likely to get a yay or a nay. And if they've got objections or concerns, you can answer those on the phone rather than trying to go back and forth on email. So there was lots of things he could have done better. There's lots of things he did great, but I'm sharing the story because it's a great lesson on what not to do. Never, ever give up on a customer. Ever, 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 until you get through to them and you know for sure that they're actually receiving your emails, that they're actually receiving your phone calls, they're actually receiving your text messages or your voice notes or whatever it might be. How does he even know whether I've read any of these emails? So he's just letting go a $17,000 or $20,000 order. He's kissed goodbye to it now. And there you go. Very sad, but a great lesson for anyone who is thinking about giving up on a customer. Never, ever, ever give up on a customer unless he clearly says to you, don't ever talk to me again. I don't want to hear you see your emails again. I don't want to hear from you on the phone again. And even then, you can still follow them up later because you might catch them in a better mood. Anyway, have a great day and take action. Think about your follow-up program. Are you obsessed about follow-up? Are you doing it for a start? Are you even doing it? Are you following up your quotes? Are you following up your customers? Are you looking after your customers on the phone? Are you showing them that you care by picking up the phone and saying, hello, I was thinking about you and how are you and the family? And I would love to know what we need to do to get this quote over the line. What do we need to do? Do you have any questions for me, etc., etc.? So there you go. Take action, improve your follow-up system, and go for gold. Cheers to your success. Go to premierbusinessacademy.co.nz for lots more free resources and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Over 180 short videos to help you grow your business. Have a great day.